It's next time. Sorry there was no episode last week. I didn't post anything because it was the strike for Palestine. So yeah, anyway. I'm moving house. So that's cool. And this is probably going to be one of the last episodes in this setup, which is weird and also good because this setup sucked because it's literally just on my deck in my backyard and it's really hot currently because it's summer in Australia. And and when we move, I'll get like a proper space to record episodes privately that isn't just outside. And I can probably get like a ring light and stuff for video episodes. And it's gonna be cool. I'm gonna pretend to be really professional when I'm not. And I'm so professional that this week's episode is really just me talking about tides for just ages because I went down an internet rabbit hole and it took me a while and I'm not gonna let that go to waste. Also, this was a while ago and I kind of forgot about it, but now we're doing this. Because I said I'm not letting this go to waste because me and Ivy, who you might remember from, because I talk about her a lot, and also she was in like the first two or so ever episodes of this podcast ever. She was originally my co-host. We kind of were just chatting about tides, and then I went down an internet rabbit hole, and then kind of figured stuff out, because. I live on the coast because I live in Brisbane and that's on the coast. And the tides were really high because it was like rainy. So then we were like, oh, I wonder how the rain impacts the tides and why the tides would be so full on our beaches but not on the other side of the world, you know? Like, how does that work with like the tides being high here and not on the other side of the world. Explaining how tides work. Tides and the moon and rainfall work because I went down an internet rabbit hole. The story, the series, the thing. God, this is messy. Then again, when aren't any of my episodes just incredibly all over the place? Here's the chat records. Me, asterisk, sends video of really high tides this morning, asterisk. Ivy, oh wow, was it a king tide? Me, it was like level with the footpath, which is what we call pavement slash, what do Americans call again? Sidewalk. That's what Australians call footpath. Like that. Anyway, I think it was just because of the past month's torrential rain, or maybe both. And then Ivy says, maybe, I don't know, can the rainfall actually affect the ocean though? Me, I do think so, because around the area there was a lot of water damage and flooding, and like some of the drains were blocked. Also the river, one of the rivers around the area had burst its banks. Ivy, okay, because the ocean is really vast, or does the moon's gravitational pull keep the water in one spot? Me, that's a good question. Ivy, it must have something to do with that. Me, copied from Google. The rain does make the sea higher, but the effect is not immediately noticeable. When it rains, the water from the rain flows into rivers, streams, and eventually into the ocean. This additional water increases the volume of water in the ocean, causing the sea level to rise. Ivy, okay. Does it mention anything about the moon and gravity, whatever? Because I highly doubt the rain in Queensland is going to be affecting the tides in, like, New Zealand, sorry. Or, Hawaii, let alone somewhere in the UK. Me, yeah, Ivy, does that even make sense? I feel like it doesn't. Me, no, yeah, it does. I don't know, maybe it pushes the rain-dense ocean towards the banks because the waves naturally go towards the shore. So the waves keep pushing it away from the greater ocean and around the beach. I don't know, now it's my turn to feel like I'm not making sense. Ivy, maybe. Me. I don't know, Google doesn't understand me. Ivy, yeah. Me. Google, colon. Because the Earth's surface is not uniform. Oh, sorry. Am I going to sneeze or not? I can't tell. Yep, there's your answer. Because the Earth's surface is not uniform, tides do not follow the same patterns in all places. The shape of a seacoast and the shape of the ocean floor both make a difference in the range and frequency of the tides. Maybe it has something to do with that. Ivy. Yeah. Me again. Google, colon. Tidal highs and lows depend on a lot of different factors. The shape and geometry of the coastline play a major role, as do the locations of the sun and moon. Storm systems at sea and on land also shift large quantities of water around and affect the tides. Are tides the same all over the world? It depends. Most coastal locations have two unequal tides a day. If the Earth were a perfect sphere without large continents, and if the Earth-Moon-Sun system were in perfect alignment, every place would get two equal high and low tides every day. And then this bit's by me. The moon and all celestial objects rises in the east, so it would rise over the water in Western Australia, but set over the water for us. That means the mornings have, or are more likely to, or whatever, high tides, because if we face the ocean on our beaches at 9 a.m, the moon would be behind us. The moon pulls the tides towards it, so it would pull them higher to try to reach it. As the moon makes its way across the sky to set over the horizon over the ocean and pulls the tides away from us, creating low tides. The rainfall combines with the ocean, desalinating it and making it less dense, so it might be more susceptible to the moon's pulls. So during high tide and heavy rainfall, the tides would be very high and rainfall wouldn't impact the other side of the world because it would be collectively pulled to our shores. So I guess it would run off and get thinner and further the ocean is from land. Also, evaporation exists, so it would evaporate before it gets to the other side of the world if it is sunny there. But the tides are dense here because the rainfall rate is faster than evaporation. Boom. There it is. Whoa. Okay, that's explanation of how tides work. Very random, but yeah. I felt smart doing it and, like, figuring that out, the last part. So, yeah. That's all. See you next time.